Let me not go another moment without this bean story.
I teased it.
Yeah.
Beans.
23
beans, beans. Beans. Good for your heart.
The tropical fruit. The more you eat.
I won't say it. I will not finish that.
You didn't even laugh at that when you were a kid?
No. I hated it. Even
oh, I God. Loved that. That was so funny.
God, what a wet blanket. No yeah. wonder your shirt's...
Every time we had beans at dinner, I was like, tropical fruit.
No, no, no. I would never say something.
I've also heard musical fruit as a variant.
Absolutely.
Beans means the musical fruit.
I like
or
that.
Or magical.
This is serious. 23 states have recalled a Yellowstone brand baked bean.
As in Yellowstone, Yellowstone?
Yellowstone, Yellowstone.
The show?
The show.
They really will put their name on anything.
Is that a
Dutton Ranch beans?
The Dutton Ranch beans.
Rips beans.
Over 4,500 cases of the brown sugar molasses baked bean in a 15-ounce can contains soy, but says it doesn't contain soy. And so in 23 states, if you have a soy allergy, you need to make sure you get rid of those. You can take them back to get a refund. They're, now, listen, they'll only be good through February of 2031.
My God. Real cowboys who have long been dead are rolling in their graves. We got to recall the beans, guys. They have soy in them. What? What is soy?
You know, yeah, you might get hanged for that.
Yeah.
It's
on the frontier.
Now, this is Health Report. Our friend Lisa Lanier, our attorney, she has celiac disease, which she's mentioned several times. So she's gluten-free. That was one of the things I also read, things you wish you had done sooner in your life. And a lot of people said, gone gluten-free.
Give up the gluten.
Give up gluten. Even if they don't have celiac, they feel so much better because they give up gluten. And it just like makes you have that blah feeling. Which we had a guest one time say he was gluten-free because you just after he ate, he would always feel like, ugh. And that went away after he gave up the gluten, which means no cookies, no breads, no cakes, nothing like that.
Well, no wheat, right?
No wheat product. Yeah. No wheat. The question was asked, this is scientific, if a person has celiac disease, can they kiss their lover after their lover has eaten a whole wheat sandwich? Let's say he's got a bunch of bread in his teeth and all that. Can you just...
I love this thick-cut honey wheat bread.
Here's the scientific answer.
In the first scenario, the person who ate the wheat and then 2 to 5 minutes later was asked to give their partner a long kiss. And the partners all showed that they had less than 10 parts per million of gluten. In the second scenario, the people who ate the wheat followed this up by having about 120 mils of water to follow it. And then they gave their partners a long kiss. There was no detectable gluten. So both scenarios do suggest that for the majority of people with celiac disease, it's safe to kiss somebody who has recently eaten gluten.
Speaking a language we can understand, Mr. Scientist.
You heard her. If you want.
We did have a hard time finding volunteers. They were told they might drop dead on the spot.
Yeah, really?
Do you have a deadly celiac disease? I do. How about wandering into this room full of bread? All right.
My God.
We'll give you a fiver. Throw in a pint and you got a deal.
That's right.
Throw in a can of Foster's and you got a deal.
Their lovers devoured wheat and bread. They just ate a ton of it. And
now breathe all over him.
Get over here. I'm going to tell Lisa Lanier. I'm going to tell her. I'm going to say good news.
We have great news.
Good news.
Good news and great news.